I'm sorry, Cliff, but I just couldn't pass up this shot.
There's something on top of my body. I think it's alive. Go in the kitchen. Be quick about it. Get the giant spatula.
How did the two of you get into this position?
I don't know. I know that earlier today, Rudy and I had a disagreement about a cookie. And she became enraged. And she attacked me. And we fought for hours until we passed out.
I'm sorry I've been so late the past few nights. But that case is finished now, so things should be getting back to normal.
You know, Rudy never attacks when you're home.
Come on, let's get her up to bed. But don't wake her.
Don't wake her? Watch this. You saying, don't wake up this child. This is the child on the 4th of July. We sat up front. They exploded $2 million worth of firecrackers. She never budged. The brass band played right in our faces. She never budged. Put her in the car. We drove her home, took all her clothes off, put her in the bathtub, gave her a bath. We did her nails. And I think we took out her appendix. No, you don't have to worry about that. I'll put her to bed. You got a lovely dinner waiting for you in the kitchen.
Cliff, you've made dinner 3 nights in a row.
And
every meal has been an adventure.
And tonight, I want you to get ready to visit the island of Trinidad.
Hi, Theo.
How's it going, Mom?
So how come you're making this sandwich? Didn't you enjoy Trinidad?
It was great. You know Dad's cooking is really delicious. I just wish you wouldn't tell us what's in it.
Well, you know your father likes to experiment.
Mom, yesterday I had 2 helpings of something I really enjoyed. Until I found out it was possum back in the bean curd sauce.
Well, what did he say this is?
I wouldn't let him tell me.
Theo, are you still hungry?
No, I just want to eat something I know.
What's in that sandwich?
Peanut butter, jelly, liverwurst, anchovies, and an onion for cleansing.
Huxtable residence? Frank. No, I don't want a settlement. I think we have a very good case. Uh-huh.
Hey.
Hey, Dad.
What is that?
Peanut butter, liverwurst, mint jelly, anchovies, and an onion for cleansing.
Do me a favor, take that thing up to your room and eat it.
We're not allowed to.
Yeah, but nobody will know the difference.
Thanks, Dad.
Frank, you promised to take this thing to trial. No, I feel very strongly about this. All right, okay, if you have to drop the case, I appreciate it if you send the work that you've done so far to me, okay? Thank you.
Booga. Booga. So, who was that?
That was Frank Simmons, the attorney who was handling Sandra's case.
Was handling the case?
He wants my daughter to settle out of court.
And we don't want to do that, do we?
Cliff, the mechanic ripped her off, and somebody ought to nail his hide to the wall. I mean, settlement out of court, I mean, that's the easy way out. We're talking about a guilty man here. And it's not just that it's our daughter. This man is probably ripping people off night and day.
And when is the trial?
In 3 days. Sandra comes home tonight.
So who's going to handle the case? I can see by the flaring of the nostrils that this poor man, mechanic, who ripped off Sandra Huxtable, is now going to face the wrath of Claire Time Colt Kirby Huxtable.
I got a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's a grill.
Yeah.
What is it, chicken? Well, it's not veal.
No, no.
Lamb.
Wrong. See, I was in bazaars. Mm-hmm. And I saw this jar had a green sauce, and I picked it up. You know, the international gourmet restaurant. Mm-hmm. And it was sliced turtle's feet. And I said to myself, I said, now this is very, very interesting. So I took, you want some crackers?
No.
Well, where are you going?
I'm going upstairs. I'm going to get some of Theo's sandwich. Now, Miss Huxtable, would you please tell the court exactly what Mr. Wilson said to you after he examined your engine for the first time?
You know, I have a perfect strategy for this mechanic fellow. I think that we ought to just forget about the trial and the three of us go over to his house and beat him up.
Would you do me a big favor? Would you please take Vanessa and Rudy out? I mean, to the museum or somewhere, because I have a feeling that if they're in this house, they're going to disturb us.
Thanks for your help, Daddy.
Now, Miss Huxtable, let's start from the beginning. Would you kindly tell the court exactly what Mr. Wilson said to you the first time he saw your engine?
He said that it only had another 1,000 miles left in it.
Sandra, do not say he. When you're referring to the mechanic, say Mr. Wilson, because this tells the judge that we're showing respect to this guy that we're getting ready to nail.
Got you. Mom, this is great.
Rudy, come on. We're going to see the dinosaurs.
I don't want to.
Why?
Because they're big and they're scary.
They are not scary. Do you know that I happened to just go by the museum? I went in, and do you know what the dinosaur said to me? Dr. Huxtable, where is Rudy today?
No, they didn't.
What if we go to the museum and see something else, like the prehistoric man?
Who's he?
Well, these are people that lived thousands of centuries ago, called caveman.
Were they afraid of the dinosaurs?
They used to keep them as pets. But they didn't stay long, because, you know, the people would take them out for a walk and never come back. You know, and sometimes if the kid didn't go to the museum with the parent, they would say, here, take this one. Now, what are you doing? Are you doing a science project, dear?
No.
No, now you're a pirate. But, see, they used to have the Brontosauromoruses. Say that. No, the Brontosauromorphinuses. Yeah, Sornima. Mrs. That's right. And then they had the Papa Sornima, and he talked like this. Let's go to the museum.
I'll finish that.
Well, I want to thank you, son, for chipping in to keep this place shipshape while your mother's busy working on Sandra's case.
Every time you start using Navy words, it means I always have to do it over again.
Let's put it this way.
See, Dad, I had some problems getting the sheets smooth.
I understand, because it looks like there's somebody else underneath. Don't be afraid of sheets. You see, you must not be afraid of sheets. You move quickly, take them down. Now, look at that. Wrinkles. See? Put your hand like this. Don't be ashamed. Just bring them on out. Now you're cooking. Now, sheets. You want to snap sheets. Snap. You understand? And that, snap. Snap. See? Now, let's go. I'll give you a hand. That's it. Snap it. Okay, you work, just keep working smooth. Yeah, that's it.
Good enough, Kevin!
All right. Now, look. Finish the bed. I'll be back for you on Tuesday.
Rudy, you missed a spot.
No. This is not what I'm talking about.
Well, Dad, we tried to mop, but Rudy kept pestering us to let her do it.
Denise, you are supposed to swab the deck.
Oh, no. He's using Navy words.
Daddy, mopping's Theo's job.
Theo is the deck above making beds.
I usually make the beds.
You have been promoted. Seaman Rudy Huxtable.
Aye, aye, sir.
What is this?
A mop, sir.
That is correct. And the proper way to mop, since you all don't know it, is to dunk it into the water, first of all, and then you bring it up. You look at it, and then you don't wring it out. You gently ooze the water out. Now, you do not put it down and start to move things like that. You understand?
So Theo does it.
And that's why Theo is making the bed. You see, you take him up, you do it the Navy way. You twirl it around. Blah! See how beautiful that is? Then you thrust your hip forward. You shovel, throw it out. Then you turn, and then you slap. So you let that dirt know that you're coming after it. So throw the hip forward, shovel turn, slap. Shovel turn, slap. Shovel turn, slap. Shovel turn, slap. Come on, get up. Shovel turn, slap. Do it.
Shovel turn, slap.
Hey,
shovel turn, slap.
And shovel turn, slap. And shovel turn, slap. You're in charge of the water. Shovel turn, slap. You're in charge of the rhythm. Turn, slap. Throw the hip out. Hey, shovel turn, slap. Hey, shovel turn, slap. Hey,
shovel turn, slap.
Cheese. And you really don't have to worry about cheese. You just... Aha! Come here. Here's the person I want to see. A little taste test here.
I think I'll wait until dinner.
Fine with me. Dinner! Dinner! Come on down. I know you're up there. Come on down. All right, come on. Ha-ha! You're all hungry, aren't you?
No!
Good, sit down. I know you're hungry. All right. Step up here.
What is it tonight, Dad? French, Italian, Chinese?
Right.
Smells great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we fall for that old smells great trick before.
Ew!
How can you eat that?
Denise, when you've been away at college as long as I have, you'll eat anything home cooked.
Rudy!
What's that?
Cow's tongue.
I'm getting out of here.
No. Wait, come back. I'm just using this for flavoring, that's all.
Good, because I don't want to taste anything that can taste me.
Next thing you know, there'll be bats flying around this kitchen.
What time is it?
2.
I love it when you practice law in your pajamas.
Cliff, I wish I'd had more than 3 days to prepare this thing. This man's been brought to court twice and has gotten off.
Ah, but that was before he ran into Claire Huxtable.
Claire. Colt Huxtable.
Can I come and watch?
Cliff, it's just going to be a little civil case. It's really not going to be that exciting.
Not that exciting? You're going after this man with both barrels.
I just want to be prepared.
You sit up here talking with that cool attorney talk. Now tell me, just what is in store for Mr. Wilson?
Mr. Wilson is going to get exactly what he's got coming.
I like your style. Why don't you take a little break?
I can't.
You got a lot of tension in you.
Do not.
I felt it in your lips.
Okay. I really got a lot of work to do here.
Want me to give you a back rub?
No, I really have some things to attend to here. Come on, Cliff. Don't do that. Your back rubs are lethal. If you rub my back, I'm going to fall asleep.
Give you an arm rub.
No.
Want an elbow
Come on,
rub?
Stop that. But I tell you what, I'd love a back rub when I'm finished.
How long is all this going to take?
About an hour.
I'll probably fall asleep by then.
If you do, you die.
I better stay awake.
No, sir. I never have.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. No further questions, Your Honor.
Your witness, Counselor.
Mr. Wilson, how long has your garage been in business?
6 years in May.
Have you ever made an unnecessary repair?
Absolutely not. I'm an honest man. I never cheat anyone.
Just answer the question, Mr. Wilson. Yes or no?
No.
You come to a lot of these things?
Once in a while.
I'm here every day.
Mr. Wilson, are you aware that in the past 18 months, 27 complaints have been filed against you?
Objection, Your Honor. Counsel is defaming the character of my client.
Objection overruled.
Yeah, people are always griping about mechanics. You might say we're a lot like lawyers.
That's amusing, Mr. Wilson.
He's going to pay for that one. Want to bite my orange?
No, thank
you. Now, I generally bring an apple, but the clerk says I make too much noise.
Mr. Wilson, what percentage of your business involves engine replacement?
I guess 20-25%.
She's setting him up.
If you've been in business for 6 years, one out of every four of your customers gets an engine removed, you must have tremendous storage problems.
Well, I mean, we keep some of them, and others go to the junk dealers.
She just drew blood.
Hey. When the plaintiff, Miss Huxtable, brought her vehicle into your garage, you replaced her old engine with a rebuilt engine that you purchased from Olympus Engine Company. I have an invoice here which states that the serial number on the rebuilt engine is RN7294938. Is that correct?
If that's what it says, then that was the number on the engine.
Your Honor, I'd like to submit this invoice as Exhibit A.
She's sharp.
Not bad looking either.
Mr. Wilson, where do you find the engine serial number?
On a metal sticker that's riveted onto the engine block.
She's going in for the kill.
It's in the bag.
Mr. Wilson, is this an engine sticker?
Yeah.
When I removed this from the rebuilt engine that you placed in Miss Huxtable's car, I found another serial number underneath that was imprinted on the engine itself. And that second number is identical to the serial number on the car's original bill of sale. Your Honor, I contend that Mr. Wilson has charged Miss Huxtable for an engine he never replaced.
Your Honor, can I take a 5-minute break here?
You can't ask for a recess.
Your Honor, if it pleases the court, the defense asks for a 15-minute recess.
All right, this court stands recess for 15 minutes.
Mom, what does all this mean?
It means we're about to win. Calm down.
That's some kind of woman, man. I think I'm going to ask her out.
I don't know, man. A woman like that probably has a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I can't help myself. I'm going to ask her anyway. pardon me, ma'am. I really, really enjoyed the way you handled that case.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How long have you been out of law school?
About a year.
You probably have a boyfriend, don't you?
No.
Well, would you like to have one?
Well, if the right guy comes along.
Well, would you like to discuss it over a cup of coffee?
Okay.
And then maybe after coffee, we could get married.
Okay.
Audience.